Hello, welcome to a special edition of Inspired by Adventure Podcast. I'm your host, Cole Watkins, and today we've got a special treat for you.
Welcome to the Inspired by Adventure Podcast, bringing you the adventure across the airwaves.
My guest today is the owner of the brand new Aggressor Signature Lodges in Chiang Mai, Thailand. This lodge is unlike anything else in the Aggressor Adventures family, and Ong has played a huge role in bringing this vision to life. In today's conversation, we're going to talk about why Chiang Mai is a special place, the inspiration behind the lodge's Hill Tribe-inspired chalets, and what guests can expect when they visit. Ong's story and perspective really highlight how adventure and culture come together in Thailand. So thanks for tuning in. Let's jump right in with Ong. How are you doing today, Ong?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Hi, Cole. Nice to see you today.
It's nice to see you as well. We're really excited to have you come on today and tell us a little bit more about the Chiang Mai Signature Lodge. It's something I'm extremely excited about, and I hope I get to visit one day. But it looks really cool. I've heard amazing things about Thailand and also and Chiang Mai itself. But I wanted to ask, tell us a little bit about you and kind of your vision and your connection to Thailand and why you wanted to do this.
Yes, I was born here, and then I basically love nature, scuba diving, and mountains of Thailand a lot. So I really would like to share what we have to the world.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Mm-hmm. So I've got a list of questions here, and I just want to kind of go through them with you so our guests can learn about the Chiang Mai Lodge as well. We'll also talk about the itinerary that the guests will have later on in the call. But let's just go ahead and jump on in. So what inspired you to launch this land-based signature lodge in Chiang Mai? And how does it complement, or how does it differ, I should say, to our other signature lodge that we have in Sri Lanka?
Well, the idea came from our passion to create a luxury adventure that is truly complete. With the liveaboard, people already get the experience, the beauty of Thailand's ocean. But we thought, why just stop there? Northern of Thailand offers mountains, rich culture and communities that you can't simply find anywhere else. Many of our guests travel halfway across the globe. It doesn't make sense to come all this way just for a week. So now you can dive in the ocean and immerse yourself in the mountains and local culture. It's a once-in-a-lifetime adventure you can't find anywhere else in the world.
It really is a place where you can get the beauty of the land and the sea at the same time, right?
Yep.
So how is it different, though, than our signature lodge in Sri Lanka? And it might be something I know I can answer just as well. You know, our signature lodge that we have in Sri Lanka is got a huge safari element to it. You know, you're doing some cultural stuff and you're doing some safaris. Going to Chiang Mai would be a little bit more different. It'd be more cultural, more, you know, sightseeing. Is that correct?
The main difference is the culture depth. On safari or river cruise, the focus is often wildlife or scenery. Here you get both nature and culture. You are living alongside the tribes, learning from them and experiencing their heritage is a whole new layer of what Aggressor have offered.
So some of the early renderings that we've seen so far on the Aggressor website include the Hill Tribe Chalet design. It's very interesting. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. The chalets are inspired by the traditional homes of different Hill tribes in Northern Thailand, like Mong, Karen Long Neck, and Thai Lu, and a few more. We blended these cultures together to create something authentic and unique. And to take it a step further, we worked together with a world-renowned Thai designer. His name is Saraphon, who designed for artists like Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, and Lady Gaga. For us, it's about celebrating tradition, but in a luxury adventure experience.
Very cool. Very cool. So the chalets are semi-outdoor and artfully furnished. Can you walk us through the design process and the choice of materials you guys used?
Yeah, sure. The chalets are semi-outdoor to keep that close connection with nature. But at the same time, they are comfortable and luxurious. Every chalet has two bathrooms, So after a long day visiting elephants or hiking, guests don't have to wait in line to shower. And my favorite part personally is the outdoor bathtub on the balcony. So you can relax in warm water while looking out at the mountain view. It's really special.
That is very cool. And Aggressor customers, you know, we've got Aggressor addicts that we call them, our super customers that we've had for forever. They've never experienced a room or chalet that has two bathrooms. Normally it's one that they're sharing with their spouse. So it's very cool. And the rooms are large as well, aren't they? 30 by the dimensions of the room. What are they exactly?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact dimension, but it's large. And then we make a separate wardrobes as well, big spaces in case of they have a lot of diving equipment for them to store. So everybody have their own private storage section and private bathroom.
I think what we have listed here, 34 foot by 31 foot. So that's what most of us will know for sure. That's going to be the biggest Aggressor room they've had, most likely. All right, On, can you tell us a little bit about the climate that the guests will feel while they're there in Chiang Mai?
Yeah, during summer, you can experience around 90 degrees. And during winter, you can experience around like 70 degrees. But bear in mind that we're going to go to the top of the mountain as well. So it's cold up there. You can experience around like 40 degrees, no matter if it's summer or winter. So you need to prepare yourself as well.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so 73 to 91 is what we have on the website during the year there, but at the top of the mountain, it could be 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below. Okay, good to know. Make sure we got everybody packing the right stuff.
Yes.
All right, so how did you ensure that the lodge integrates respectfully into the natural landscape and the local culture?
Yep, location was everything. We are set right at the base of Doi Intanon, which is the highest mountain in Thailand, and located just a mile away from the national park. And we did not want to disrupt the landscape or the nearby community. So during the construction, we kept everything as natural as possible. We used local materials like wood, bamboo, traditional textile, and we also invited local tribes to contribute their handmade crafts. It means that every detail in our lodge carries both the beauty of nature and spirit of the local community.
Okay, very cool. I didn't myself realize we were that close to the national park there.
Yeah, just a mile away.
Did you guys have any logistical or operational challenges in constructing the lodge?
Yeah, I mean, when we located at the base of the mountain, it's definitely a challenge. We had to make sure that the construction did not disturb the environment or the villages nearby. And we are really close with the national park as well. But honestly, the biggest challenge was to finding the balance of luxury comfort on one hand and authenticity and respect for the culture and nature on the other. And that makes our lodge, I mean, Thailand Signature Lodge, so unique. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So how do you balance guest comfort and maintaining a connection to nature and local authenticity?
Yeah, we always say that our guests should feel completely comfortable, but never disconnected. That's why we designed the chalet with private spaces and air conditioning while weaving in cultural touches like handmade textile, local craft elements, and semi-outdoor spaces. It's comfortable, yet you always feel a sense of the place.
All right, so next, I'd really like to talk about the experiences that the guests are going to enjoy while they're there. So we've got a jam-packed itinerary of great things. If you don't mind, could you kind of take us through a daily itinerary and tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, sure. On day one, we're going to visit the lodge in the evening and then have a welcome drink and dinner at our lodge. Okay. Oh, I haven't told you that at our lodge, we have a special chef who was awarded from the Michelin Guide to prepare all the menu for us as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're going to have a good welcome dinner for everybody. And then after taking a rest the next day, this is one of the exciting things that, I mean, have you heard of the long neck tribe?
Karen Longneck?
Yeah, so we're going to go and visit that village and see how they lived. And you know, you can do some shopping and buy their local handicraft. Yep, in the morning.
That seems very interesting. Yes. So tell us a little bit about the elephant camp. That sounds like it might be the most exciting thing if I were to go.
Day two. So when it gets up in the morning, then we are gonna take a ride to an elephant camp. It's actually a sanctuary. We work with the ethical one, so we're not gonna go and, you know, ride the elephant, but we're gonna go and live with them, like taking a shower for them with the small babies, with the mommy. Then you get to, you know, enjoy the moment with them.
Yeah. Yes.
And after that, we're gonna go and make paper from elephant's poo.
I saw that video. It was very interesting. But what a fascinating thing. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna experience that yourself. You can see from the video and experience that yourself.
Yeah.
It's hard to say by words, but you're gonna get that paper back with you as well. I think that's gonna be real fun.
It's very interesting that they repurpose that, but I'm sure it's something that they might need to do, and it's a good way that they're making something beneficial out of it. It's very cool.
We wake up in the morning, and then we go to the town to visit an artist market.
Okay.
Yeah. Artist so market. Now, day one, you went back to see, like, really people in the tribe. So day two, you're going to visit, like, the market in the modern society of Chiang Mai. And then nearby the market, next to the market, that would be we call Umong Temple, which is one of our very old temple in Chiang Mai. And Umong actually means cave. So they make the temple in the cave.
Okay.
And then you kind of get along and walk into that temple and experience about the local culture a little bit before heading to Araksa Tea Garden. So you can experience a tea garden in the afternoon where you pick up the tea leaves by yourself, where you're going to see local people, the tribe people come and do this activity every day. And then you get the chance to, you know, talk with them, making tea with them. Yeah.
And you get to sample the tea as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
Very cool.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Also the, you also visit the gate?
Yeah. On the way back, before going back to the lodge, we're going to visiting by the gate as well. So this is the gate where, it used to protect as the gate for Chiang Mai City. So in the past, before you getting into the city, you have to pass this gate. Yeah. And then we're going to go and take photos and video in front of the gate before we're heading back to the resort. Yeah.
Okay.
The next day, we're going to go to the Angkor Trail and then the highest point of Thailand. So the next day is the day that you have to prepare some of the,
jacket
kind of with you.
Okay.
Because going up there, you're going to go to the highest point of Thailand and taking photo with a sign as well. And then we're going to go and experience bird watching.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to have the local people. He's an expertise in bird watching in Thailand. So he can just like listen to the voice of the bird and then he can recognize what bird is it. What kind of bird is it? I mean, you're gonna meet him when you come here. Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting.
Walk along the trail. Yeah. As is a good environment.
So that day is also the day that you go to the canyon as well, right?
Yep. In the afternoon, we're going to visit the canyon, which is called Pashor. It's the prehistoric underwater world, a journey into the ancient depth beneath northern Thailand's river.
Okay, very cool. Looks very cool from the photos. And then obviously back to the lodge for dinner, another amazing dinner there with your award-winning chef. And then Wednesday, tell us about Wednesday.
On Wednesday, we're going to visit one more tribe, which is we call Thai Lu tribe. They're going to welcome you with local music, and then you're going to experience how you can cook tribe food
with
you. Yeah.
Now, is the tribe food, is it like your traditional Thailand meals, or is it something different they had?
This is something. Oh, we're gonna have one dish that is like pad thai that everybody knows is a famous dish. So, and then but since you come to Thailand and visit the tribe, we're going to make the food that even Thai people can barely have them, because it's a very like ancient kind of food. And then you
very
get to
rare.
Cook that kind of food by yourself. Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting. Okay.
Yep.
And then after that, you have lunch, or I guess that would be your lunch.
Lunch. Yep. And then after that, after a long journey, and then with a lot of activity that you have done, we're going to bring you to have some massage to relax yourself a little bit in the afternoon. Thursday, okay. We're going to go to Monk Village. Actually, okay. Monk tribe is very interesting because they believe that they have to live on the ground. So every monk house you go in, they will live in their house will be mud. They don't have like tiles or anything. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So you're going to go and visit this tribe as well. And then their dress is really, really cool. It's really amazing. It's got a lot of decoration. And by visiting that tribe, I'm going to let you dress like them.
Wow.
Be one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's going to be fun.
Okay.
And then after that, in the afternoon, we're going to bring you to the most famous temple of Chiang Mai, which we can see the whole scenic panoramic view of the whole Chiang Mai as well in the city. Friday, early in the morning, we're going to bring you to one of the Hmong school.
Okay.
So it's a school that Hmong tribe, they go and study over there. So every Friday, they're going to dress with the local dress. And then you're going to see how their school works. And then you enjoy your time with the kids. We're going to prepare some snack. So they're going to wait for us because our lodge, we're supporting the school as well. So the kids will be waiting for everybody to say hi to them, you know, share some food with them, enjoy the moment with them, and see how they live, how they live in the modern days. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And is there anything? And Friday is also the day we go to the waterfall as well, correct?
We're gonna see some of the waterfall during the walk, but that's not a big waterfall. On Friday afternoon, we're going to visit their farms.
Okay.
Yeah. And their houses, their actual houses, to see how they earn for a living and their houses and how they live in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then so Saturday, it looks like you'd have breakfast at the lodge and then we'd have departure. But that would be the full itinerary of what all you're going to get to do in Chiang Mai.
Yep.
That
actually, on Sunday afternoon, we're going to walk by along the village as well.
Wow. That sounds like a jam-packed weekend full of, you know, great cultural experiences. So getting back onto the questions, you answered a lot of stuff there. So can you tell us what experience personally you think the guests are going to love the most? I know that's a hard choice to make, huh?
What the guests would love the most. For me, I love animals so much. So I would say if you like bird, you might like bird watching. And then if this is a big thing for my kids, they always love the elephant. I mean, taking part with them, you know, is a really enjoying moment. Feeding them a little bit, having fun with them. Sometimes they play with you. They're putting the water to you. And, you know, that's a very enjoy moment with them.
I know my kids would really love to do that as well. All right, so on, can you expand on any conservation and responsible tourism partnerships, especially around the elephant sanctuary? I know you mentioned you already kind of have some funding you do with the school.
Yes, we are deeply committed to giving back to the local community. We support schools in nearby villages, providing opportunities for our local tribal workers, and celebrate community craftsmanship by incorporating handmade pieces into our spaces as well. For us, it's about creating a positive impact while honoring the people and culture around us who live nearby our lodge. Yeah.
And how do you, that's great. And how do you ensure cultural sensitivity when involving the visitors to like the Hill Tribe communities and the heritage sites?
Yeah, I mean, respect is the most important thing. We always brief our guests so they know the local customs. We make sure that visits don't disturb anyone, but instead become real and meaningful exchanges. For us, it's about connecting with people, with the local. Yep.
Great answer. Are there any eco-friendly or sustainability practices in place at the lodge, such as water use or energy waste management or sourcing food locally?
Yes, of course. We try to minimize our footprint as much as possible, using local building materials, sourcing food locally, reducing waste. We also manage water carefully since we are near the mountain. For us, sustainability is not just a trend, it's a part of respecting the land and then the people around us as well.
And on to kind of close a little bit with kind of the future outlook and your expectations of this, you know, what defines the Aggressor Signature experience and how is it brought to life here in Chiang Mai?
For us, Aggressor Signature means luxury adventure with a true sense of place. In Chiang Mai, that means stunning landscapes, rich cultural experiences, and amazing food created by a Michelin guide chef from Khao Soi Niman, which is our partner, right here at our lodge. And of course, the comfort and services that we are known for is a complete journey of flavors, landscapes, and experiences that you won't find anywhere. That you won't find anywhere else except Thailand Signature Lodge. I could say that.
That's great. Okay. Is there anything else you want to say or invite the all the viewers out there to come experience it for themselves?
Yeah, I would like to say see you soon.
Yeah.
Welcome to our lodge.
You definitely sold me on it. So, well, thank you so much for taking your time with us, Ong. And that's going to do it for this special edition of Inspired by Adventure podcast. A big thank you to Ong for sharing his vision and giving us a closer look at the new Aggressor Signature Lodges in Chiang Mai. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future conversations with the people shaping adventures around the world with Aggressor Adventures. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Aggressor Adventures, we take you above, below, and beyond.